Panel 2. Snags provide life after death, audio and touch. The first tactile panel is on your right. It celebrates the teeming life and multiple functions of a standing, dead, or dying tree called a snag. A tall snag stands 25 feet or so off the trail to your right. On the right side of the panel, an 8-inch-long model based on an actual piece of the snag will give you a feel for it. Can you feel some very smooth bumps amidst the snag's holes? Stay tuned to learn what they are. Snags act as kitchens, condos, nurseries, and pantries for many forest residents. Acorn woodpeckers drill holes in the trees to store acorns for emergency use. The bumps you may have felt on the model represent acorns. Woodpeckers can harvest the acorns as needed by simply cracking the shells with their beaks, while squirrels will have a harder time getting at the goods. Some pantries or granary trees have as many as 50,000 holes. Because of their black and white masked faces and the brilliant red patches crowning their heads, acorn woodpeckers are sometimes called clown woodpeckers. With their black feather jackets and white breasts, they also look a bit like they are wearing tuxedos. If you listen carefully, you can often hear their drumming and calls. Now that you know what to listen for, you may recognize more of them. A kind of flagstone tapestry drainage element set into the trail surface across its full width and about 6 feet long marks a split in the trail. At the far left edge of the inset rocks, a spur trail curls slightly uphill and to the left, leading to the Panorama Point Overlook and its large, touchable topographic map. As you begin the spur trail, a rocky border along the right helps mark the right shoreline. Or you can continue ahead and slightly right on the main trail, traveling downhill to the trail end, skipping two of the four panels, including the topographical panel.